the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Alternative Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls in the final hour, 1-800-313-9443. Real quick, I wanted to play this Nancy Pelosi clip from the DNC, and then we'll go to Wes in Idaho, Dan in Boston coming up. Go ahead, Mr. Engineer, we'll play that.
Live from Philly at the DNC. One last night, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she thinks she knows why white men who didn't go to college are voting for Donald Trump. She said that. Watch.
So many times white non-college educated white males have voted Republican. They voted against their own economic interest because of guns, because of gays, and because of God, the three G's, God being the woman's right to choose. That is softening. Some of those people were never going to be voting Democratic anyway.
This is not the first time we've heard this theory. Back in 2008, then-Senator Barack Obama made similar remarks on the campaign trail about working-class people who live in economically depressed areas. And then he said this.
It's not surprising then that they get better and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy toward people who aren't like them or anti-immigrant sentiment or, anti-trade sentiment. And a way to explain their frustrations.
And President Obama brought it up again in an interview last December.
Particularly blue-collar men have had a lot of trouble in this new economy where they're no longer getting the same bargain that they got when they were going to a factory and able to support their families on a single paycheck. You combine those things, and it means that there is going to be potential anger, frustration, fear. I think somebody like Mr. Trump's taking advantage of that. I mean, that's what he's exploiting during the course of his campaign.
You know, Lenny, let's set your remarks about Donald Trump aside for just a second and just concentrate on where we are.
Isn't that interesting that the new economy, Trump is exploiting the fact that these sellout traders have just gutted and wrecked and made a shambles out of our economy. Wes, how you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
Good, pretty good, Farron. What you were just playing there reminds me of what I saw earlier on the net. They were giving the IQs of all or a number of the presidents and also a number of the candidates today. And, of course, they had Hillary Clinton up there on 140, and they had Bush Jr. at something like 125, 130. Then they had Trump as being the lowest, you know, trying to make us all look bad, all of us that approve of Trump. I couldn't believe what I heard earlier. Someone chastising Christian identity as being wrong. Well, I want to point out that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is Christian identity, as I am, as Rick Adams is, as Bruce McCarthy is, and we will sit down peaceably and listen to anyone that wants to say maybe they want to say Australian pygmies are actually Aborigines are actually God's chosen people. Let's see the evidence, okay? Or maybe it's Eskimos, or maybe it's every creature on earth that proclaims Jesus Christ. Well, me, I am working on Jesus Christ accepting me, not that I accept Jesus Christ. You know, quite a difference. But anyway, I would like to read in three quotes here quickly pertaining to the racial issue, since it looks like a race war is part of what we have coming up. Thomas Jefferson, nothing is more certainly written in the Book of Faith than that these people are to be free. He's referring to the black people, of course. Now, that in the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., the line stops there. The thought stops right there, but that's intellectually dishonest because it continues here. Quote, nor is it any less certain that the two races, equally free, cannot live in the same government. Nature, habit, opinion has drawn indelible lines of distinction between them. Now, I refer to that quote on the Michael Rivero show, and he deep sixes me. Well, we can't tolerate Thomas Jefferson. The next is Senator Bill Bull of Mississippi, 1947. Quote, if our buildings, our highways, and our railroads should ever be wrecked, we could rebuild them. If our cities should ever be destroyed, out of the very ruins, we could erect newer and greater ones. Even if our arm might be crushed, we could rear sons who would redeem our power. But if the blood of our white race should ever become corrupted and mingled with the blood of Africa, then the present greatness of the United States of America would be destroyed forever, and all hope for civilization would be impossible. For a Negroid America, as would be redemption and restored of the white man's blood, which is mixed with that of the Negro. I miss that. I'll go to the last one here. The last one is Albert Schweitzer, who was a Nobel Prize winner in 1952. Here, he was a doctor that went to Africa, and this is what is quoted out of his African notebook in 1939, said, quote, I have given my life to try to alleviate the suffering of Africa. There is something that all white men who have lived there, like I, must learn and know, that these individuals are a sub-race. They have neither the intellectual, mental, or emotional abilities to equate or to share equality with a white man in any function of our civilization. I have given my life to try to bring them to the advantages which our civilization must offer, but I have become well aware that we must retain this status, the superior, and they the inferior. For whenever a white man seeks to live among them, their equals, they will either destroy him or devour him. And they will destroy all of his work, like white man from anywhere in the world who would come to Africa. Remember that you must continually retain this status, you the master and they the inferior, like children that you would help to teach. Never fraternize with them as equals. Never accept them as your social equals, or they will devour you. They will destroy you. Now, maybe I should hear her look forward to Renee from North Carolina. Listen to her say, that white trash, so doggone white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, there's a problem. No, we don't need to mention the Mossad or Southern Poverty Law Center. No, it's that white trash. Anyway, I yield. Thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Wes. And, I hadn't thought about Renee in North Carolina from For a long time, we had to settle our disputes via email there for a while. But Dan in Boston, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443 is the number. Dan in Boston, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, pretty good. It's actually Washington. I think I'm kind of tired, so I was slurring when I talked to him on the phone. But, yeah, I live in Washington State. But I'm doing good. I the caller from Carolina, he mentioned that movie. I think he was talking about, it's on YouTube. It's called Endgame, Full White Genocide. It's kind of like Endgame, like Alex Jones made Endgame, but then you just add white genocide. Or it might be Full White Genocide, but it's a great movie that sums it all up, and I posted that on YouTube several times. You know, it's a good basic wake-up movie for people. But I guess my next point was I tried on Facebook, and I think there's like a certain percent of the population that is pretty much in a trance. And the hope, I think, is with the younger people that get their info from the Internet, because even people in my family, it kind of affects your relationship once you wake up to all this. And you know, they watch the CNN, they watch Bill Maher, you know, all these shows. And if they're that kind of person, they're really hard, even when you show them facts. It's really hard and frustrating. So I guess at some point you kind of got to move on, you know. And I've had problems with my personal relationships because, you know, with this debate like your last caller and the Christian identity, I just go by basically my friends now. It's like if you're either pro-white or anti-white, you know, we can debate over the Bible or whatever, but I'm pretty much just pro-white or anti-white. And then, you know, with a lot of the pro-white people, you know, it takes a certain level of sophistication to wake up to the Jews, you know. And if I can find someone that's awake to the Jews and pro-white, they're like my best friend all of a sudden. Now, you know, but...
Well, you know, you remind me, I mean, over the years, trying to talk to people, doing a radio show, family, I mean, there's so many different aspects to it, the whole secret society, 9/11, Federal Reserve. But I don't know. People are just, they really, I just had the situation yesterday. I was doing some work for a gentleman, and we got to talking a little bit of politics, and I could see that what I was saying to him was making him very uncomfortable because I was laying some truth on him, and he just clammed plumb up. So, I mean, it is hard to find like-minded people. It really is, especially depending on where you're at in this thing, and it sounds like you've pretty much went the distance. And that video is on my website, The Endgame. It is the third one down from the top. I thought it was, but yes, it's a must watch. But you know, you got to just keep doing what you're doing, Dan, and go out there and try to wake them up and wake up your family and do it slowly if you have to or whatever, but and just keep on keeping on.
All right, well, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dan. We're going to go to Tony in Chicago. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, Farron, you mentioned that, you know, you mentioned about Trump not going to Israel, and I just wanted to say that it is very refreshing, okay, to not see, you know, one of the major presidential candidates go over there and bow down to the serpent and Lucifer in front of that filthy Wailing Wall with the skull cap on. I mean, I'm so glad that did not happen, because I would probably not be able to vote for him. I'd be in a quandary.
Let me ask you this. I might have been the last person that didn't know this, but I did not know. Apparently, it's a tradition to go the day before the election. I did not know that.
the day before the election? I don't know. I just looked on a computer before I made the phone call here, but you know, Bush 2 was over there, and Hillary has been was over there, and they've all been over there. I don't know when this whole thing started. Obama was over there. I mean, Romney was over there. You can go down the line. Now, I don't remember Reagan. Do you ever? I mean, it would be easy to look it up if he was ever at the Wailing Wall. He was a big Jew kiss ass, but I don't think, I don't know when this all got started. Did it get started with Bush? But Bush 1, was he ever there? I don't know. I mean, we could find this out. It's very easy.
I would bet Herbert Walker was there, but I don't know. But I don't know when it started, but like Newt Gingrich, all of them. I mean,
he was there. He was there. Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. So, I mean, it is very refreshing not to see him there, but I'm going to tell you the reason he's not there, Farron, is they don't want him there. Okay. It's not coming out. I know that Daily Stormer, he insinuated that, you know, Trump didn't want to go. No. It's the other way around. They don't want him there, okay, because, number one, because of his, you know, supposed anti-Islamic comments, okay? I mean, let's face it, that country is half Muslim, whether they like it or not. It's about 50-50, and there's not many Christian Palestinians left over there. They're all over here in Chicago and all, probably some in North Carolina. They moved all over here, okay, the Christian Palestinians, plus quite a few Islamic ones. But that, and also, they don't like the guy, okay? Jews hate the guy, and including Netanyahu and that whole clan over there. They do not like the guy. It's just that simple. He's a strong white man, even though, let's face it, he is another Jew. You know, kiss ass. He kisses their ass. But they still don't like him. It's not good enough. They don't like him. Because he does have an independence to him, an independence streak to him. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why they don't like him. And he's not over there because they don't want him over there. That's my opinion. I mean, he's skirted around the issue.
What do you think about, you know, if the Jews are this opposed to him being president? I mean, do you think we're going to see his plane go down? You think he will be elected? Because I'm kind of thinking they're going to give us that, you know, that 51-49, he just barely lost scenario. But I hope I'm wrong.
Farron, I can't. I know, you know, it's the countdown. I have a Trump shirt. I had Trump bumper stickers on my car when I was down in Florida. And I was out there the day before, three, four times with signs, and I got on TV, and I had a lot of Bernie Sanders people. So, I mean, I tried to do a little something. The only thing I've done around here is wear my shirt a couple times. But, I mean, I'd like to do something for the guy. I can't imagine. I can't deal with the fact that he would not get in, because I know what's going to happen if he doesn't. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, Let's face it, we don't know what's going to happen if he does get in. It could be a big letdown. Okay, but I am not psychologically ready at this point to you know, to deal with the fact that he is actually going to lose this thing, even though I know they rigged those machines. So I don't know what I can do. I've contributed some money to him. I need to contribute more. People out there need to think about what they can do to get this guy in office. And I know he's not, you know, he's not perfect. Let's face it, a lot of things I don't like about him. I mean, that speech he made at the convention was just so powerful. And I don't know why he had to, you know, partially ruin it by bringing up the homos. Okay. The guy is, let's face it, it seems like he has a pro-homosexual, you know, streak to him. And I'm totally anti-fag. I don't want to beat the crap out of him. But this whole thing that's going on with the way their lifestyle is being pushed on this country, it's unacceptable to me.
Oh, it's just
even Milo, the conservative one, you know who I'm talking about, from Breitbart, and even guys like that, it's unacceptable to me. I'm sorry. It's just unacceptable. But I didn't call to talk about homos. But talking about Breitbart, did you happen to see those Bernie Sanders people torch the Israeli flag Wednesday night at the convention?
No, I did not.
You did not see that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was on Breitbart. It was around. The mainstream media totally covered it up. Not that I really, I mean, as far as what they had on their computers, there's no sign of it. I went to a mall and searched. But the Israeli media had it all over the place. Yeah, they torched it, and then they were yelling, Intifada, Intifada, Intifada. And the cops,
yeah,
it was right out.
We'll wrap that up on the other side of the break. Then we got Jared coming up.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We got Tony in Chicago, then Jared and Charlie coming up. Go ahead, Tony. The break kind of interrupted your thought. Go ahead finish with that.
Anyway, those Bernie Sanders supporters that were torching the Israeli flag, it was right outside, you know, that fence that they put around the DNC, and that thing was huge. That was like four miles, you know. So I don't know where it was there. I didn't watch any of it. I'll get to the point. They rounded up 50 of them, and they wrote them out tickets for disorderly conduct. Okay, so they didn't arrest them, but they summoned them. They wrote them out tickets. And then I guess they said you can't burn any more flags. But it was a trip watching that, especially, you know, left-wing extremist scum like that torching an Israeli flag. I guess I have something in common with them. I could do a flag burning with them, okay, and then they can come after me and try to, you know, kick the crap out of me because I support Trump. But anyway, I'll tell you, there's probably a lot more support out there for this guy than you think. Okay, because I did take an extensive walk on the north side of downtown Chicago
with a Trump shirt on, and I thought I was going to get a lot of negative vibes. I got like 4, 5, 6 dirty looks, and I actually did get 3 positives off of people. Okay, so there wasn't really any problem. Now I'm thinking about, I don't know if I'm going to do it tomorrow, but it might be a good day. Go on the south side of downtown Chicago, which it's extensive. It's from one end to the other. It's probably 4 or 5 miles of straight, you know, buildings and, you know, and high rises and stuff. But the south end, that's where they had, you know, the riot in March, you know, where they broke up. It's just a few blocks away where I go and I work out, and that area of it. So I don't know. I may try that and see what happens. I'm curious to see.
It makes you wonder, you know, if the Bernie Sanders supporters, did they not understand that Bernie Sanders is Jewish? I don't know, but that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks so much, Tony, and you be careful if you go on the south side. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to Jared in Louisiana. We got Charlie in Los Angeles coming up. Jared, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Glad to have you on. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm sure right now I've only one thing to choose of a few things. One thing I'm sure of is that I would definitely vote for David Duke. And some of the other things I'm confused about Trump and that, like you were saying that he didn't go to Israel, but I remember hearing one of his speeches, one where he was talking about Hillary mainly, and he was saying in his speech that they were so terrible to Israel and they treated them so bad. And I'm sure you've seen the article recently, and I remember that when he said that their financial aid has gone up to the most it's ever been under the Obama administration. So how have they treated Israel bad? I mean, that's just horse poop, you know?
Yeah, and then the APAC speech, I mean, that was...
And another thing, these CID people, they keep calling, and they keep saying, you know, white people, this and that. I've had debates with them before. So this guy said he wants to be accepted by Jesus Christ. Well, if they're all about being white, why do they want to get accepted by a brown God? And how do we know that Jesus was white? You know, if you go serve in Iraq, which is where the Hebrews were taken into captivity, to the east of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem too, when you leave, you get a Southwest Asia Service Medal. That area is Southwest Asia. That's not Europe. We don't even, how do we know what Abraham was? Abraham's from Sumer in Iraq. You know? Well, where do they get all this stuff? And then on this radio station, I didn't know that Rick Adams was CID, but today, I think I was listening to his show, and somebody kind of called and says, Shalom, and he goes, Shalom, Rabbi. How many people, these kids, people converting with the enemy? And then last night, after 11, it used to be Pastor, the guy from New York. But last night, I don't know what it was. It was just praying for like 30 minutes. I don't know what that was.
I don't know on that. Let me ask you a question while I got you, and I'm going to hold you through the break. It'll be coming up. But you're in Louisiana. What is the mood there toward David Duke? I mean, you're in the state. What's on the media? What do you? What's your take on it?
Well, if you talking about the regular media around here that's run by the corporations, yeah, they're all against him. They hate him. They're like, there's a radio station in Lafayette that's supposed to be conservative, but they're all a bunch of closet liberals. She's talking to this other lady, she said, he's running for Senate, and then she goes, oh, just go away, man, just go away, like that, you know? And I haven't listened to them since they said that.
All right, hold it. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we've got Charlie in Los Angeles coming up. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Perrin. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Over there. All right, Jared, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
I wanted to find out from you, what is the mood of the people? You think though, are they? Do you think they'll support David Duke?
I think there's a lot of people that will vote for him that don't talk about it in public, and then that's what I'm hoping. They, according to some polls that I've seen, that he is pretty high in the polls, but the Republicans here, local Louisiana Republicans, don't want to touch him. They don't want him to be part of the party, you know? Just like the National Republicans didn't want Trump to be part of the party.
Well, it's, that's going to be very interesting, you know? And feel free on Saturday night to call in and let us know what you're seeing and hearing in that state, because you know, if David Duke is going to be, and I know he's going to have to be out at various places campaigning and everything, there's no telling what will transpire between now and November. And then of course, he could be in a runoff situation from November to December. So that will be interesting politics right there. Anything else you'd like to add, Jared?
Yeah, just like maybe get your opinion on this. You know, we know the Jews are the culprits in a lot of this, and it's been going on for a lot longer than Reagan. Because I came across something the other day I want to do more research on, but Benjamin Franklin supposedly gave a speech about the Jews and how if we didn't get rid of them, our people would be, America would be slaves to them 200 years later. It's quite it's a good speech. I read it online, but I want to do more research on it. In my opinion, I don't like all the Muslims either. I think the Muslims and the Jews are working together like two logistical wings of an army. Because if you look at a little bit of history, look at during the Spanish Inquisition, when they were taking it back, and they had a bunch of Jews, and they told the Jews either convert to Catholicism or leave. Well, the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire at that time in Turkey, he said, what? And he sent some ships to go get the Jews and bring them back to the Ottoman Empire and let them live within the caliphate. I thought they were supposed to be enemies and wanted to kill each other at every turn.
That's interesting.
And there's another thing that happened in Spain also. Prior to that, there was a battle when the Muslims were coming into Spain. There was a Christian castle that they were trying to take, and supposedly the Jews opened the gates and let the Muslims in.
I'd never heard that before. Jared, and the Ben Franklin, I have read that letter, and I know it's just like the Protocols of Learned Elders Design. They try to claim that it's a hoax or a forgery or, you know, fake or whatever. I don't know. It reads like it's legitimate, and so I know with so many things it's that way, just like the protocols. But very interesting. You've been doing your homework. I wanted to say I'm getting information that the guy that calls in to Rick Adams and says Rabbi goes way back with Rick Adams, and maybe it's supposed to be humorous or whatever. But I just thought I'd pass that out there because I don't know. But anything else you'd like to add? I'm going to try to get everybody a little bit of airtime tonight before we go off the air, but I really do appreciate your phone call.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much, Jared. We're going to go to Charlie in Los Angeles, patiently holding. If you'd like to join us, we got time for a couple more calls, 1-800-313-9443. Charlie, how you doing, sir?
Good, Farron. Thanks. I'm glad you're back. Hey, just one quick point on that last caller. Turkey's always been suspicious of being run by Jews. You know Jabotinsky, that is a terrorist for Israel in the early days? He was the editor of the newspaper in Turkey during the days of the Young Turks, and he was the editor of the Young Turk magazine. So, I mean, that there's a suspicion about Turkey for years. Number two, the High Rabbinical Court in Israel rejected Ivanka Trump's conversion to Judaism. And number three, Bill and Hillary Clinton have got the goods on. Look, they've been around the Jews for 30 years, and they can put people away for a lifetime. So don't underestimate the system putting Clinton in. You know, it's just they've been dragging her around for 30 years, not for nothing. Okay, and Bill and Hillary,
Charlie, you know what you put me in mind of? Because I've been saying, can anyone think that Hillary Clinton is going to? You know what this whole campaign entails and all the speeches and travel. She's going to have done this twice. You know, back in 08 and now in 2016, and not get the presidency, that's hard for me to believe. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, look at Bill and Hillary Clinton are never seen together for good reason. I mean, sure, he cheats, but they can die in a plane crash or a car accident together. But as long as they're separated, they're safe. I guarantee it. They got rid of JFK Jr. for a lot less. Hillary, there's no wrath like the scorn of a woman. And I think the Clintons have the power to bury a lot of people. So don't underestimate the Clintons getting into the office again. I mean, whether it's a regular on the up and up election or it's fixed, don't underestimate that happening.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know you're speaking the truth because, like I say, you know, just for her to go through all this and then fail a second time, it don't ring right to me or something. I certainly hope Donald Trump wins it, and I hope he does a good job, and as most everybody else does probably. But I don't know. I mean, they've hid their way for so long. I just can't quite see it happening.
Just remember, Hillary Clinton runs with that crowd in the Democrat Party that stopped planes flying into Israel. Nobody's ever done that before, okay? That's a lot of power. Somebody at the top is got a lot of power to, okay, Obama and Kerry to stop the flights going into Israel when they were doing their deeds with the Palestinians. I'm telling you, that group, of those Democrats that have the power to do that, don't underestimate them. I'm a Trump guy, but I'm a realist and a historian. And I see Hillary and Bill Clinton, they got the goods on everybody.
Hey, earlier in the conversation when you said that, I believe you said it, Ivanka Trump, they rejected her. I've never seen that online or anywhere.
Yeah, I saw that on JewishBusinessNews.com.
Was it recent or years ago, or do you remember?
No, I'm talking about Trump's daughter, okay? It was in the last month. Just Google and see if it comes up. But I read it, and I clicked a link, and, you know, Israel's full of propaganda. Who knows if it's true? But it was reported on JewishBusinessNews.com that the High Rabbinical Court rejected her conversion.
Hey, you got anything to add on David Duke running for Senate? You find that interesting?
Well, look at if David wants to go down there and hang out with all those Jews, he's more than welcome. why don't you do something in your home state and get local? I don't know. I'd vote for him, I guess, but, you know, I find it kind of strange he wants to go down there and you know, hang out with people that are just going to thumb their nose at him, and I don't know. Maybe he'd be a good deal, but whatever.
It would definitely be interesting to see how it would happen for him as a senator. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. You know, this polls has got him way ahead. I don't know. We'll see. I don't believe much in polls either way, but I do give him the hats off for doing it because that
more power to him, man. If he can get in, I mean, if the people can get him in, you know, I'm not dissing him, man. But you know, all right, Farron, get to the next caller. Bye now.
Thank you so much, Charlie in Los Angeles. I got a couple things here I wanted to get in. This came in from the Washington Times this past week. A new Clinton administration would pursue a bill to legalize immigrants in the first 100 days of her tenure, vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine told Spanish language network Telemundo in an interview this past Monday, presenting a deep contrast from the Republicans. Now, isn't that interesting? First 100 days, they want to get all the illegal immigrants, you know, now you're saying. Kaine also predicted that House Republicans who stopped President Obama's last bid for legalization will reverse themselves next year, and said House Speaker Paul Ryan will lead the GOP to embrace this legislation. So I thought that was kind of interesting and worth a mention. Also, I wanted to say that you know, if you've been following this Zika virus, which now there's cases of it in Florida, they're saying they think it may be sexually transmitted. The U.S. health officials said on Friday that 4 cases of Zika were transmitted locally by the mosquitoes in Miami. The first evidence of the virus spreading that way in the continental United States. Previous cases have been caused by travel to affected areas or sexual contact with an infected person. I mean, this is scary. And the report from Florida suggests that outbreaks of the virus could become common in some parts of the country rather than being imported from abroad. So they're saying it's here and it's being transmitted through sex and mosquitoes now in Florida. And you know, I was watching the world news tonight, and they were showing them spraying and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. It might not amount to anything. You remember the Ebola virus from, what, a year or two ago? Now it's never discussed. But Zika, I mean, at some point, I think we're going to have some kind of population reduction pandemic. So I'm always on the lookout for it. I'm not saying this is it, but this is it's pretty scary. We'll just have to follow that one as it goes. But it says the Department of Health is investigating a small area in Miami just north of downtown where it believes the active transmission of Zika is now occurring. The state health agency said in a statement the area is only about a square mile, and it includes the Winewood neighborhood. So, I don't know. Isn't it something? It's always something new. It's always changing. And in the good news section, you don't see any reporting on this in the mainstream media. Right-wing Hungarian leader Viktor Orban said refugees are less than welcome now in Hungary, calling them a poison and a terrorist risk at a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart. He also rejected the migration policy the EU is trying to impose. Orban, who is known as a harsh critic of the mandatory migrant quota scheme that the EU proposed in February, argued that there is no reason for Hungary to take in any migrants at all, as its economy and demography, oh, it's getting late, would be better off without them. How about that? And here's the quote. Hungary does not need a single migrant for the economy to work or the population to sustain itself or for the country to have a future, he said, stressing that, on the contrary, every single migrant poses a public security and terror risk. Wow. I believe this guy's got it. This is why there is no need for a common European migration policy, he said, insisting that the right to decide migration issues should be reserved exclusively for national governments. Amen. Orban went on to say that whoever needs migrants can take them, but don't force them on us. We don't need them. As far as Hungary is concerned, migration is not a solution but a problem, not medicine but a poison, and we're not going to swallow it, he argued. How about that? You know, they made Angela Merkel, what was she, Man of the Year, Woman of the Year, or whatever? I mean, you can see how this collusion all works. She's the biggest sellout traitor, one of the biggest ones on the face of the earth, and she's glorified as a great humanitarian. But here, Viktor Orban is telling it like it is and saying, not my country, I'm not having this. And, of course, not a peep from the mainstream media. And, you know, some of the calls tonight, it's always interesting to see and listen to because, you know, I don't sit here and try to claim it. I know everything. I didn't know some of the history that was coming out there. But it... all of us together looking into this and sharing ideas and sharing our solutions of what we think we should or could or would do. And of course, I know, you know, we all have hope that Donald Trump is legit and that he will do the right thing and maybe turn this thing around. Because we see collectively where it's going, and it is ugly. It's gotten ugly fast. I honestly feel like I'm pretty jaded, but I really didn't think it could quite happen this fast. Things would deteriorate as rapidly as I've seen them do. Let's go back to the phones. We got Blue in Tennessee. Blue, how you doing tonight?
I am good. Some interesting things. I don't know if you caught the story on Drudge, but Great Britain is actually advising their citizens that are visiting South Florida to have a sex ban, a sex alert.
I saw that.
Because of the
headline on Drudge right now. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it has to do with the Zika virus. Another thing, which is very interesting, that didn't get any press at all, let me bring it up, actually has to do with a DNC staffer that has possible leaks to WikiLeaks. Well, surprise, surprise, the Clinton hand, he was shot dead on his way home from work.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Do you know her name?
It was a guy. Let me pull it up in the article. His name is Seth Rich. He was shot early Sunday in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Southwest D.C., which is a very nice neighborhood of D.C.
I was not aware of that one, Blue. That is interesting.
Yeah, Johnny, here it goes again. Clinton's work at hand.
Yep, Dem AIDS, Seth Rich death still inspiring conspiracy theories. 2 days ago, I mean, if this is news to you like it was me, just Google Seth Rich. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Stay with me, Blue. We'll talk on the other side of the break. We'll be back in moments.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
And
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Blue in Tennessee. Blue, we've got about 3 minutes left. They're yours. And yeah, the hiddenamericans.com, there's all kinds of websites covering that story. It's pretty interesting.
Well, you know, the world is upside down, and Susan Saranda comes out and publicly makes a statement and gives a speech. Clinton is more dangerous than Trump.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can look that one up. Gee, that's an interesting one. And the one that I really wanted to talk about tonight is that there is a lawsuit now in Illinois. Right? There's a number of U.S. plaintiffs that are suing Monsanto's over the glyphosate-based herbicide Roundup. And these are those that have handled it. It goes from landscapers all the way down to farm workers.
They're
putting together. You can get to that one at the organic and non-GMO report.
Huh. Well, that, you know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my dad has stage 4 cancer. My dad's never smoked. My dad's never drank. My dad's been thin. Everything. And but he has handled Roundup because he was in landscaping and didn't think anything about it. So we're actually looking into filing onto this lawsuit in regards to it, because I mean, I cannot find anything else outside of him having the polio shot that would have triggered this.
He's got cancer now?
Yeah, he's stage 4. He's already gone through his stem cell transplant down in Vanderbilt that didn't work. So right now he's just maintaining to life. It's pretty much the way that it is. But, I mean, we really cannot think. The only thing that I can think of is right before he found out that he had stage 4 cancer is he had gotten a pneumonia shot and a flu shot in the same arm on the same day.
Huh.
And don't know if that triggered the immune response in the body, but I think it was already there. And it may have just sped it up. He also has a leukemia on top of all of this.
How long did he hang out? Landscaper, a long time?
Yeah, for about 30 years.
Ooh. Wow. Well, you know, I think more people are reading articles and are checking into Monsanto and Roundup. I do run into people that are more aware. They're more aware of that than they are, you know, anything else that we maybe discuss on this show, like 9/11 or foreign policy or whatever. There seems to be more information out there, or maybe it's through social media, but the dangers and the diabolical evilness of just Monsanto in general. Worldwide.
What it is, it's that fine line between the Democrats and the Republicans that draws us together. The one thing that we want to do is keep our families healthy on both sides of the fence. And it's the one umbrella. If we could draw underneath this umbrella, we could all get together and kick these SOBs out of office.
Because it's a dark act. Yeah.
That was just signed into law. That's great it was signed into law. But what they did behind everybody's back, rather than actually physically saying that this product contains GMOs, they put one of those weird squiggly scanner bars that you have to have a smartphone to read on the package.
We're out of time. We'll talk about it next week. Yeah, we've talked about the dark hanger. It needs to be brought back up. Thank you so much, Blue. And until next week, this is Fair and Sane. God help us all.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.